This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I hate to bring up bad memories again, but Slacker recently told the story about how you went to a sandwich shop. You thought it was a different sandwich shop.
It was
embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to bring that up again.
Which you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about it now. We should be able
finish
to
finish the
laugh.
Story for people who don't understand what happened.
You went into Jersey Mike's demanding your sandwich. They didn't have it for you. You got kind of upset. Showed them. They said, can we see your order? You showed them your phone. And they said, sir, I'm sorry. That's the Jimmy John's app. This is a Jersey Mike's. And then you had to.
When you say well, it so succinctly, I feel so.
This is a cliff notes of it.
Accidents happen.
Yeah. Okay. I left out a lot of the yelling that would happen.
But it's just like, I hadn't had Jersey Mike's in so long, and I'm flipping through my phone, and I hit J, and then you see the J, and it, like,
and
it,
they're very
I thought
similar.
Sandwiches. Yeah. I'm like, sandwiches, yes. And then I ordered it, and the whole time I'm ordering it, I'm like, why doesn't it have Tom's Way as the obvious...
Mike's Way.
Mike's, yeah.
Who is Tom?
My friend on MySpace.
Oh. Okay.
You were just, I don't know, were you even on a phone like, at this point?
It was more of an abacus tied into it.
So speaking of Jimmy John's, right, I've picked up food from Jimmy John's before, and like you order online and then go to pick it up. I picked mm-hmm. it up
yes,
for my
I
wife.
Yes, I know, right, but you have okay. to actually go to Jimmy John's but, to pick so, it up. So what, turns out they don't just bring it to yes. whatever shop
whatever Subway, whatever Quiznos.
Like, excuse me, y'all have my Jimmy John's order in here?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
But when you go to Jimmy John's normally and you I've walked in and I have an online order for Tyler, and then they just kind of point at a table.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And then you find your own and then you just take it and go, right?
Yes.
And it's always very convenient, but it also feels a little like, well, couldn't anyone just come in and grab this
yeah.
food?
Yeah, but it's usually available at a fairly specific time. I've had that same thought, but I'm like, if I go in and I know I've ordered one sandwich and there's this huge bag under Tom.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it and then the door opens and there's this beefcake of a man wearing his garage like scrubs and it says Tom on it. Like he's going to kill me because he's going to go like, wait, that's, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what you ordered though. Maybe you ordered a lot. Too.
I know, but what if he could see the Tom on the receipt or whatever? I have often thought about, because deep, deep down inside me, I know you guys may or may not believe this, there's a super criminal in me. I've done some shady stuff. I definitely know how to do shady stuff. And when a shady opportunity presents itself, what do you call the thoughts that you don't act on?
Subliminal?
No.
What do you call
it? It starts
that?
With an I, doesn't
yes,
it?
It's not impractical, but it's like...
Because
we did it on the show the other day. It's how I want to drive my car.
Intrusive.
Yes, I have intrusive thoughts every time I'm at Chipotle and there's this huge order. I'm like, I bet there's chips and salsa and like all sorts of stuff in
yeah,
there.
Okay.
Like, all right. God, I want to grab.
So
that.
we are very similar.
Okay.
So,
we are.
Yeah, a
You're
little bit.
A good person, though.
I am. Well, I still have the thoughts.
Oh, okay.
I don't act on them, but okay. But I always see the. That's what I'm saying. Like I see the all the orders sitting there. I'm like, okay. Who's stopping anyone from coming in and just
nobody.
And just grab right. So that's one side of the spectrum. The other night, I went to one of my favorite places, Slim Chickens, and I ordered online, and I walked in, and I said, hi, I have an order for Tyler. And they said, okay, right away. And it wasn't quite ready yet, so I had to wait a couple minutes while they're bagging it all up. I could see him getting all my things. He comes back out, and he says, all right, here you go. I said, thank you. And he says, can you just confirm that last name for on the order for me? Which is fine, but it's empty. There's no one in the store.
Oh.
I nailed the name on...
Yeah,
I nailed the first name
alone.
Right.
Coming in saying Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah. There's very few D-bags on the planet.
I'm saying.
They're still named that. Really?
Yeah, there's a few.
Are there?
Yeah.
Have you slept with any?
What else happened?
Wow. All right, go.
You have?
Yeah.
Have you slept with a Tyler?
Represent.
Oh, my God. I could. I'm going to tell you right now. Not only could I and would I never sleep with a Tyler.
Yeah, come on.
Actually, it was at the same time that this Tyler was added on, though.
Really?
So, yeah. Because remember, there was, sorry.
You were regularly sleeping with a, yeah. You know what? I feel like we're at the point where we don't have to announce tangents on this show anymore. They just assume. It's like, hold up, they're on the same track still. Maybe we should announce when we're on track.
You're right.
Okay.
There was a day that you texted me. You were like, hey, how's Tyler doing? And I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, this thing happened at the wedding, this incident. So, like, I don't know. We might have to get lawyers involved. And you were like, for T-Hack?
Oh my God. Was Tyler the name of the...
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I was
you
like,
you did sleep with a Tyler.
I did.
Right up until he did the bad thing.
Yeah. Wow. Couldn't look at him the same after that.
Sorry.
So you were wondering why you were like, how's Tyler? She's like, he's got a big one.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, Jesus, Aaron. Let's break him in and work with work.
So, all right, let's get... All right, we're back on topic now.
Okay, back on topic, everyone.
Announcing it. So I'm wondering... So I confirmed my last name, and then he gives it to me. But I'm just... The wide range of... Like, some stores are like, just grab whatever. 100%. We don't care. And then this... He's like, I need your social. I need your name.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't... And I want to genuinely know, if you work at one of these places and you have to confirm, what happens if they are trying to steal it? Because that's what goes through my mind.
There's just an awkward moment.
And what happens? Does the person just run out then? Or like, do they guess a name and get it wrong? And then you have to...
Smith?
Exactly. And then also...
Brown. I'm trying to think of all the most common names.
Yeah.
Jones?
Yeah. Well, and how would you nail the first name? Like, is there
that's stupid.
Is there some scheme where you're hacking into their walkie-talkie system and you can hear them say, oh, we've got Tyler, and then you go in and get... I just want to know, has that ever happened, and what happens if they're trying to steal it?
I don't know how to say this, but I think it has to be said. You look enough homeless adjacent.
Okay, sure.
Oh, no.
With a big one.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.